Good morning and welcome to this week's BVTV. Justifiably, recent investor attention and news flow have been focused on emerging markets. However, some of the issues that looked crucial earlier this year are now off the radar or not headline winners anymore. I am talking about Italy and its silently rising yield. The Italian 10-year bond yield is trading today at the same levels as in June, when the lack of government led the country to a political crisis that rapidly weighed on market sentiment. And when looking at the spread versus some European peers, the levels are even more extreme. Looking at this first chart, you can see how the spread between Italy and Spain today trades at levels not seen since 2012. When the European debt crisis was going through its most difficult days. And this has been happening while the euro is pricing in nothing at all. Is this the result of a thinner summer market and lower liquidity causing violent shifts? Or is this not that important anymore for the stability of the union? Here are three concerns that we believe are being priced by the market at the same levels as in 2012. The country's government debt-to-GDP ratio at 132%, second only to Greece in Europe. A lack of agreement in the budget with an approval deadline of the 15th October. And lagging growth for several years when compared to other major European nations. We've seen that this recent spike meant nothing for the European currency. But what does it mean for European credit? Italy accounts for 5% of the European investment-grade corporate index, 5% of the European financials index, and 16% of the European high-yield index. Looking at this second chart, you can see how the slightly negative year-to-date performance of the three European indices shows no correlation with the Italian situation. So again, the credit markets are also diverging from what happens with Italian sovereign debt. Maybe this topic, an old one for the markets, does not impact the currency and credit anymore, because in the end, a last-minute agreement on the budget is being priced in, or maybe the attention is deflected by bigger issues in other countries. But looking at the path the Italian spread versus the German one is following, we are reminded quite a bit of what we saw in 2011. So, let's keep an eye on this, even if the headlines do not. This week, look out for US inflation data for August and the ECB and Bank of England monthly meetings. Thanks for watching. Have a great week.